The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Crit, it's not.
You can't even get hit with magic missile when you use shield. Come on.
A nat 20
hits. Never misses.
If
I know.
If my character cast shield, you would say the exact same thing.
I love Jeff as a DM. It's the second one down, I believe. It's got crossed arrows.
Split lip. Spells with a verbal component have a 50% chance of failing until you are healed.
It doesn't
say so.
To be fair, that effect sucks.
Until when? I'm sorry?
Until you're healed. 6 damage.
That's funny. I like that card. That's kind of cool.
Okay, what's left? Droki is going to attack you, Matt.
Yeah.
And miss. God damn it. And Narok is going to throw another Eldritch Blast at Lucas.
Is he still tingly?
Actually, he hasn't moved, so he's invisible. Damn.
Nice. It's a 9 and a 3. Is your AC, Lucas, 15 or 16?
13.
Oh. 13.
Plus 5 spell attack.
He got you.
So a 14. It is 1d10. You got to take the special thing to get the added damage, right?
I don't know. I'm vulnerable. I don't know what
your
that means.
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast. It's just a 1d10 or is it 1d10 plus spell attack bonus or some shit?
No, mine has a modifier because of something else.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's just a standard d10.
Just D10. 16 force damage, since you're vulnerable.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the vulnerable thing did.
Oh, I forgot.
You did.
He said to the floor.
Wild magic?
No, he's casting a cantrip, so wild magic wouldn't have an effect. You place a curse on a target that you can see within range. Until the spell ends, you deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to the target whenever you hit with an attack. Also choose one ability when you cast the spell. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. I didn't even read that.
You just wanted the extra d6 of damage.
Sorry.
So 16 plus d6.
3 more damage. 19 okay. Damage.
3 of that's necrotic?
3 of that is necrotic. That's good.
I just like the idea that Lucas blew this guy into a building. And like he just Superman style got up out of the shit and just like, alright motherfucker, let's roll.
That scene from Scott Pilgrim where Brandon Routh like rises up and comes through the rubble.
Okay, that's the end of the round. Troy, you're up.
I don't think we're nearly as bad off as you think we are, but it's not pretty.
Bonus action, stabilize.
Okay.
Popping claws.
Don't forget you have potions left, and they are communal potions. Whoever wants to drink one can have the effect.
How many potions do we have left?
2.
Stabilize, I'm just at 0, right?
But that's an action to take that.
It is.
So
we are going to need something big to turn the tide in our favor, but I don't think that we have lost the day yet by any stretch of the imagination.
Does a 22 hit the giant?
It does. Yes.
Popping claws.
That, That might.
How many side points do you have?
I have 11 remaining.
I thought you'd used more than that. Roll me a d20.
Really getting curious about why you're rolling a d20 all the time.
Okay.
Two-headed things, maybe? Madness?
Oh. It's something that I should have been doing any time that you guys were in the Fair's Rest.
It's not bad.
16.
It's another good hit.
It is.
Would you give us a status update on the giant as a la 4E? Is he bloodied? He's surely bloodied by now.
Right about.
Oh, shit.
Anything else?
I'll get it.
Nope.
No, sir.
Lucas, you're up.
What do you say?
I was trying to gauge about how many hit points it had left. Bloodied is like...
halfway.
Yeah. We've done about 50-60 damage to it, something like that, which I'd guess it to have somewhere between like 90 and 120.
Which is why I said...
Well, I mean, it's still doable. We just need Jeff to roll a few more 3s and a few less 19s.
All right, I'm going to throw an Eldritch Blast at the guy that just hit me. The one in the back. 13 plus 7 hits.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
13 plus 7 probably hits him.
You're throwing at the warlock?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a second.
You should curse him.
I don't curse spell.
I curse you.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
Roll your d10 plus 5, Lucas, or whatever it is.
15 total.
Nice shot.
And a d6 to Kira. Hey, I got a 6.
Yay! I have 6 hit points.
Tell your lady friend those dice roll a hell of a lot better than anything else you've had so far.
Yeah, no shit.
Move.
I'm going to take a step back into the darkness to get full cover.
Okay.
It's not a terrible idea.
Nope.
Matt.
I would like to drink a potion.
Grab the box.
I fucking said I wouldn't do. Can you get it, Lucas, so I don't fucking chair again?
I don't know what's in there. Did we use all the healing potions?
No, there's 2 healing potions left.
Oh.
Aren't you a cleric?
Yeah, I don't want to waste... Well, I don't want a 50% chance my spell's not going to work because I got hit in the fucking mouth.
What was that?
Mouth. I said mouth on purpose.
I got to use the phrase welcome to Earth a lot in our most recent recording. I don't remember why we were referencing Will Smith.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I don't remember which one is which. Does anybody... I don't have the right notebook.
The 2 we had left, he drank a greater. I drank the fireball and the psychic resistance.
So there's 2 regulars.
Yeah, so it's 2d4 plus 4.
That works.
That's where you got all the thumbs out.
It's like all the thumbs out.
What a baby bitch.
I f***ing hate vinegar.
I'll find something better next time, then.
Like Jones soda.
No, you won't. You got already that flavor. The Jones soda will, like, rot. Vinegar won't mold. Eh. It'll just be more vinegary.
So is the potion still good?
Yeah.
Be a fucking dick.
Those potions were made too long ago.
For 9 hit points.
The other was a 4. Only half sucked.
Spiritual weapon hit the giant.
Go for it.
Does a 16 hit?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, for max damage of 13.
Nice.
That is all.
Cody.
Kira's going to stand up.
Okay.
And I'm currently within its reach, right?
You are.
So I can run around within its reach.
Yes.
I'm going to slide. Sorry, I can't see where that die were.
Into his DMs.
Okay.
I'm now within 5 feet of it, yeah.
You are.
Okay.
I can't remember. Did the dragon want to talk to Droki? Or are you supposed to kill him?
Doesn't really matter, does it? I'm going to swing on the giant with my glaive. That's a crit 20.
Nice.
For 25 damage. Let's make it a good one. The card says deadly, so thanks to our game so far. Gutted. Quadruple damage, and if the damage the target takes is equal to or greater than half of their maximum hit points, they are disemboweled. I don't think I can get that. Just mathematically on 4d10 plus 3, but 1.
You could throw a superiority die on.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't know if you would count that for that or not.
Yeah, I absolutely would, and you'd double it.
So I'll do the first are 13, 21, 22, 23, 24.
Apparently, Bixby thought you were talking to her.
Who's Bixby?
The Samsung Siri.
Would anybody like to move? Would either of the 2 of you like to move?
No.
Okay, they have the option, but they don't have to take it. Wow.
Did you just talk him into wasting a superiority die? Because that's an extra dick move.
I didn't think about it until after I'd said it, but...
Don't make him roll the superiority.
5, 26. So I did 27 damage that Jeff cuts in half. So do 14 or 13, which would you rather me do?
You always round down. You discover your weapon is in disrepair. It deals half damage until you can take time required to tend it. So how much? 13?
13.
Have a blue card?
It doesn't help. I don't know where it went, but it doesn't help. Somewhere around here. Oh, it's in my thumb. Yeah, it doesn't help. Action surge to attack him again.
Go for it.
That's 1 short of a crit, so that's 24. That's 6 total, so I deal him 3 damage. And I'll take my bonus action to action surge, which is 12 hit points. So I am not in my defensive stance.
Okay.
Wait, action surge gets you an extra attack. not
second wind.
I meant second wind. Okay. I already took my action surge and my second
wind. So make sure you got the right thing and didn't cross off the thing you probably used.
I just used it now because I was going to try and deal it. I would have dealt it like 32 or 33 damage if I wasn't dealing half damage now.
Yeah.
For the rest of the combat.
The rest of the combat?
Until I can repair it.
I can mend it.
Well, so can I.
As an hour long ritual.
I have mending.
Oh, and that's a 10-minute spell.
It is. That's not going to help us right now.
Nope. You just talked him into the superiority die and then
I did.
You're such a, you should give him a bonus die.
No, he made a good point. I was going to spend it anyway. Because I was just, I'm just trying, I was hoping 30 or 40 damage would smash
down. Did you
down.
Double the superiority die?
I did not.
Roll another superiority die and then cut it in half.
Thanks.
One more damage.
He's dead. Congrats.
No, but I bet I would have dropped him if I'd have been able to do full damage.
You were...
I'm really close right now.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and take an attack so I can use my reaction to f*** him up.
Okay. He's going to attack you.
Dick.
You just got up and jumped in the middle.
I know. No, I can't.
Bet you can, because I don't think...
I'm not able to.
Is it... Did you use your reaction?
Does a 14 hit?
No.
Okay, the next one's going at Morik.
I used my reaction to attack him. I rolled a 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
For a total of 8, so in half, 4 damage. So 4 damage drops him, I stab him in the throat before he hits you. Got him!
A die fell, and I don't know. A die?
So, since I will narrate it as they continue to look for this die, so Kira gets up.
It's with this f***ing magic carpet.
Well, you don't know what happened to your dice. Losing some medicine in the rug.
I think it went.
It's
it
a magic carpet, right?
My pants
don't. So,
fashion called.
Kira gets up, rolls over, murders the thing, suddenly finds out her weapon is in disrepair, does half damage, heals herself, blocks a shot, and then stabs it in the throat before it can hit Morik. Trying to save his life for the second time in this combat.
Are we looking for this die that's like right under his foot?
Apparently. My chair. Thank you. After all that, you left it at 2 hit points.
Oh yeah, no. I knew when I did the math, it's like it probably has about 100 hit points. I've done probably between 50 and 60 so far as a group. So it's like if I can hit it and pop it twice, I was thinking 11, 22... And then I could hit it one more time. So I was thinking I could do,
yeah,
you know, 99.
Well,
I can only move 20 at a time, so I'm actually probably going to send it over here to one of these guys.
Droki is going to move 5 feet into the darkness.
Can I?
Not once he gets in the darkness.
Disadvantage.
If I accidentally hit Matt, I'll take the risk.
I'll let him take the risk. I don't think he would accidentally hit me.
I'll give you a 50-50.
Is he disengaging?
You know, I don't know if he has that.
I don't know if I can actually... I actually don't think I can hit him, Jeff, actually.
Okay.
Because he's still technically within 10 of me, right?
Yeah, he is inside your reach.
I need to be using Tunnel Fighter in order to hit
him. Okay.
So he can actually disengage from me then or he can actually move away at that point and I can't do anything about it.
Okay.
I don't get a hit for him moving?
No, he's inside your reach. He's not leaving your reach.
Now he is.
No, well, yeah, he is.
But he's in the dark.
Once he has total cover, he's going to. And he is somewhere in there.
The DM has suggested that he is important.
Thank God we have a cadre of clerics blocking the exit.
Kira.
Yes, I'm sure they'll be super helpful.
2 crossbow bolts.
One of them hits.
One of them does. The other one is a 11.
No, let's see. Not unless there's some wicked-ass crossbow 11. Bolts.
6 points of damage.
I am really glad I healed myself.
2 more go at LNL. 16's not going to hit.
Nope.
And 24.
To hit who?
To hit LNL.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh. A bolt of force comes streaking out of the shadows at you.
He would appear when he casts it. So
he would.
We would see him.
For 1 point of damage.
Nice.
Lucas did.
Just making sure I'm not. Yeah. That's everybody. So, Troy, you're up.
don't think we need it.
I don't know. He just quarrels.
Yeah, just tear into him.
I can only attack one of them. Unless you'll let me split it.
What?
My claws?
Nope.
It's a dick.
You said this is a globe? How high?
10 feet high.
Does a 16 hit with a short sword?
These are mooks. Does. You can do whatever you want to.
Wow, for a whopping 5 damage.
Okay.
And then on offhand, that probably doesn't hit. 9?
No, it does not. You're hitting 3 or 4?
I hit 3 first.
3. Okay. Lucas, you're up.
Just take one step back outside of the darkness. I can throw Eldritch Blast at my little friend on the other end of the other end of the board there again.
Yeah, go for it.
You don't want to do that spiky thing?
He's got to be within 60 feet.
You don't want to move up and do that spiky thing?
Well, I'm guessing... I don't know. Know how high his wisdom is compared to that giant. I mean, I've dealt this guy...
You only got to come up right here. Damage, you hit him. Right? You hit him from here.
Just do whatever you're going to do.
I'm going to... I already said what I was doing.
Then roll the hit.
Well, I forget what I'm...
Plus 5, I believe.
15 total. Just plus 7.
Oh, it's an 8. Okay. That's okay. 4.
15 hits exactly.
The look on Matt's face.
I was holding up a 4 because I thought it was a 4, so I showed the guys at the other end of the table what he rolled.
10 more force damage.
Lucas is doing work on him.
Yep.
He can't look good.
Who looks worse, Kira or Elena?
Kira.
5 more hit points to you.
Yay!
I am not bad at all.
I haven't seen 20 since the first round of this combat. You said 5, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
And I will move back into the darkness.
If we were playing blackjack, I would stay, but would not feel comfortable about it.
Matt.
Start with my bonus action first. Have him go 1, 2, and hit number 4.
Okay.
And these guys, who, now that we're looking at these guys, the crossbowmen were what?
Darrow.
Okay, I just making sure. I assumed, but there are no gray dwarves at all.
Yikes.
Huh.
10. Is a 10 here?
It does not.
Okay, so I missed with that. And then I'm going to double move just to be ready for Droki.
Okay.
Sure.
And then I had one thing of movement left, so I'm going to start pulling this back towards me. Like, went up 15, hit, started coming back.
Okay. At this point, you don't have line of sight on it.
But I can summon it to me. I can't hit anything.
No, you have to have line of sight on it to affect it.
So you could have moved before you moved.
No, the movement now is fine. But after this, you aren't within sight of it. There's a globe of darkness blocking you.
I figured out how far I got to move.
Who cast that?
You don't know.
The globe of darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I thought you said we saw it. You made it seem like we saw
Droki did it, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a fair assumption.
I'm 5, 10, 15. I can use my movement to get up between 1 and 2, right?
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
I'll go, like, there-ish. Can I do that from there? I was looking to do something special, and I don't know if I can do that or not. Yeah, I can be there. That's kosher. Make an attack on the Darrow number 2.
Okay.
Does a 16 hit?
It does.
D10 plus 3. So he takes a total of 11 damage.
Okay.
I'm expending a superiority die. Would a 16 have hit his friend?
Yes.
Number 2 takes an additional 7 points of damage for a total of...
So both of those need to be halved.
Fuck. Yeah. Eat a dick. 6 damage to number 2, 9 damage total to number 2, and 3 damage to number 1.
Okay.
And I'll hit number 2 with the butt end of my glaive. 10's probably not going to hit.
Okay.
Have these guys climbed up out of the hole yet?
They don't matter.
Nope.
I know, but I want bodies between Droki and the exit.
There's this one.
Even at half their speed, you know they've f***ing gotten up.
Well, yeah, but then they heard an Eden charging in and figured, well, we'll let them handle this.
I want their badge numbers.
Okay, how am I going to do this?
Well, you should start by being a motherfucker.
L&L, wisdom save, please.
19?
That'll work.
I'm sorry. 21?
Yes, that'll save. You feel a wave of magical energy wash over you and then slip off. Just doesn't matter. Okay. They're all going to pull their spears. These two will move up one square, and the other two will attack Elinel. Two against Elinel. 17's not going to hit, is it?
No, sir.
Two against Kira. Neither one of those is going to hit.
Yeah, I finally got some hits that didn't hit me. I think that's only the second or third thing that's targeted me that hasn't hit me.
Morik, make me a perception check.
18.
Very 18? Good. You hear movement coming up behind you and an advantage coming out.
Why'd he be behind me? I was facing the globe looking for him.
Okay, he waited for you to pass and came out behind you.
Hoping to catch you unawares.
Bitch.
And is probably going to miss with a 15.
Yep.
Okay. And he will dart back in.
Op attack?
Yeah. He just disengaged and has a full 5 foot outside of your f***ing circle.
Yep. I'll give it to you.
Sweet. Up top, smart guy.
Clip it.
15?
As a reaction, you see his short sword come up and parry your hammer.
Bitch. Okay. That was my reaction,
yeah.
You're getting awful goddamn hostile. You haven't even been hit that much.
I mean, I lost.
Good.
68% or so.
Before. Troy, you're up.
Swing at number 3 again.
Lost like almost 70 hit points already in this fight.
22?
Yeah, that'll hit.
And 1 again. Jesus. For almost another 5?
That'll drop it.
Okay, offhand to 4?
Yep.
Ugh. 13?
That'll hit.
Close. Yeah.
Ooh, for max damage of 6.
Okay. Take 3 off. No, he stepped back in.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
How's he able to fire things?
He's stepping in and out.
Oh. So, Droki can see out of the globe of darkness?
No, he can't. But he can hear a dwarf stomping around in armor.
Okay.
So, when you go walking past, he waits for you to pass. And
it's Lucas, I believe.
Step me out again. See how many times I can hit this guy. 15 was the, I think, the minimum?
15 is.
It's an 18 on the die, so that's going to hit.
Okay.
For max damage, 15.
You blow him out of his shoes.
Yay!
Okay. Who needs health?
Once again, Kira.
Throwing only 3 that time. Higher than 2.
Hey, guys. I made it to 20.
Good job.
For the first time since the first time I got shot full of arrows.
I've got one more of those left. I'll just stay where I'm at. Well, yeah. I'll just stay where I'm at.
Okay.
Now that I see that most of the threat is gone.
Matt.
Can I see from there?
Sure.
Okay. Dodge.
Yeah.
Further out.
Move further where?
Out. Don't worry. I'm right here. Don't whisper. What?
Where? Move that way.
Back?
Yeah.
Why?
To move you further away from the darkness.
No, he can't really f***ing hit me because he's a little bitch, so I'm just going to stay there. And I'll get another reactionary hit.
Okay. This is the man literally wearing a Coke machine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you. Except it dispenses RC concern. Cola.
It's not concern. It's
strategic tactics.
Yeah.
Cody. You're done?
Yep.
Cody, you're up.
Drawing a weapon.
I said dodge,
there,
by
right?
The way.
No, it's done as a part of the attack.
Okay. I'll drop my glaive because right now the math is better on the hand axe and the attack is the same.
Okay.
The average would be 5 on a d10, and you're going to make me round that down.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yes, a d6, which would get me 3, is actually better.
Okay.
I'm not pleased with it, but math is math. 7's not going to hit with my hand axe anyway.
You only have one of those?
Yeah, because all my tricks are with the one weapon he broke. I'm
just saying, you wouldn't carry at least 2 hand axes?
I have 2 hand
axes.
Yeah,
but I can't attack twice.
Yeah, you can.
You attack offhand.
I've been doing it for the last 20 minutes.
Sure, that's good.
Would you have been able to
well.
Drop and then draw 2 axes?
Oh, yeah, you could not draw 2 as a part of an attack.
Well, that's dumb.
Not unless you have the 2-weapon fighting feat.
No. I'm pretty much a one-trick pony with my now rusty glaive, apparently.
It's not rusty, it's just chipped.
Which
a big old notch in it.
Which totally affects how it slices through bodies.
Yep, it does.
The notches hurt more.
Okay, 2 at Cody.
Yeah.
The metal part's wobbly. It's not on there all the way.
Both hit.
Yeah. It's pushed me up over 80 points of damage in this combat so far.
I've been a tank in 2 campaigns. Did I ever complain about getting hit a lot?
I didn't hear that.
I didn't think so. Okay. Just wanted to...
Literally 2 people at this table have better ACs than me. Not a tank.
4 points of damage.
You jumped in front of me.
You're constantly calling yourself to attention to be hit. So
L&L
again,
one at
the
you.
Tunnel fighter thing.
You 16's not going to hit.
You no. are to a tank, the opposite of what I am to a cleric. Like, I suck at it.
Lucas, perception check.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be passive perception because he's not actively looking?
What's your passive perception?
Natural 20.
Never mind. Go off your passive perception.
F*** you.
No.
You don't roll.
You suggested it.
He I suggested did, it, not me.
It. Take the f***ing card.
I got it. Okay. It's not going to matter, but I got it. What did I see?
You see Droki coming out of the darkness to stab you.
Okay, ooh, so...
which he does with gusto.
Oh, so he just didn't get the surprise round.
He
correct.
Did, yeah, he doesn't
that's
get
an 18.
His, he doesn't 18 get a sneak hit. Attack.
Gotcha.
That's a 19.
That
no, 18.
That,
right.
that will hit.
Reactions. Mostly this. Oh!
That is 6 damage. And make a constitution save.
Can you reaction turn on your wings and just fly straight up?
I don't think I have any reactions.
Isn't a warlock thing hellish rebuke?
No, that's a tiefling thing.
Yeah, because they're from
Lestat.
Hell.
Lestat had.
That's right. You're an angel now instead of a demon.
No, it's a 7. Con
seven?
Save? Yeah, 7.
Fuck. Beans.
The fuck did you just roll for?
Poison damage.
Same thing.
17 points of poison damage.
I'm on the ground.
I pour it in his mouth.
Poison immediately kills him.
I had exactly 17 hit points left.
So you're stable?
No.
Because he's right at 0.
No.
Perfect.
Zero.
He's stable. He's stable. That's the rules.
Nope.
I just read the DMG. He's stable. Look it up.
We just never played like that before.
We just never fucking did that.
We've just never, in all this time, we've never had someone hit exactly 0. It's always been a negative. We just never done that, Jeff. You just don't know the rule. Just never played like that.
Got those. Got it. That goes to Troy.
Swinging the short sword again.
Yep.
Ugh. 10. Probably not going to
miss.
Offhand. That'll probably hit. 17 and stuff. For max damage of 6.
Woot.
He should be dead.
Not quite.
What?
No, you hit him last time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one drops.
That's at least 12 plus something from before.
Yeah. Chill out.
And I will move.
Fuck. Wow. That was...
I know she's a c***, but Jesus.
What have I ever done to you, Matt?
Really?
Yeah, what have I ever done to Matt?
Psychological torture since you f***ing got back to the group.
Lucas, death saving throw.
Bullying behaviors, I believe. What they were called today.
11.
Pass.
I hurt Matt's feelings and he left me to die.
Matt, you're up.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20. And then I'll take the dodge action.
Okay. Cody.
Do we have the situational awareness to know that Lucas is down or no?
Make a perception check.
Nope. That's a 1.
That's the 6th one of the night, right? For you?
I've rolled quite a few, yes.
Yep.
I should use that one. I forgot about that.
It's my plan to give him so many cards he forgets what he can do.
Mm. No, I'm keeping track of too many damn creatures.
You should have included less in this battle.
No, you did not notice that Lucas went down.
Okay, I'm going to swing on that number 2 with my hand axe then. Apparently roll another 7.
Okay.
You can pull another one.
I swing with an offhand hand axe.
Okay.
For an 18.
At 1 or 2?
At number 2.
Okay.
I deal 1 damage plus another 8, so 9 damage as I spend my last superiority die.
That one will drop.
His body gets pushed.
And the useless offhand.
Which one?
Number 2.
Who does number 2 work for?
Nobody anymore.
You've never been able to do that in a previous iteration quite like this.
What?
Offhand attacks.
Y'all done? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know to go back there and help Lucas apparently. Or that's happening apparently.
Droki's going to come running out of the darkness and flank Kira.
Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck you, Jeff.
And that's a crit.
This might kill me. Outright, this might kill me.
Old man Jeff has turned to be closer to the light when he reads.
Staunch the bleeding. Triple damage. And you have disadvantage on strength decks and cons-based rolls for 1d6 rounds.
Sweet.
No, let's play Dungeons & Dragons. I was thinking we can get your guys from Mad Chat, and I think Jeff Thorpe would be really good.
That might kill me, Jeff. It might.
You have to do them all at once like that. God.
How many d6 is it?
8d6.
What did your sister do to your toys when you were a kid to make you this fucking damaged, you ass bite?
That's not enough.
Sarah Thorpe Smith, I blame you.
20. That's close.
That is 33 damage.
I gotta go negative my
max.
My max. It's awful close. I'm at negative, you said 33, right?
33.
I'm like negative 19 or negative 20.
You're lucky the poison only lasts one shot, because otherwise that would have been another 6d6.
I was surprised that you only, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I'm surprised you only rolled 8.
I'm sorry.
You should have more there.
I should have one more.
Shouldn't be enough, even on a 6, which it is. So it's a total of how much?
39 points of damage.
No, my max is 37, and you have to do 16 first. So you need to do...
Nope. You are at 0 and...
53.
And rolling death save.
This drokey guy.
And one is going to attack L&L. And miss.
That must be nice.
Troy, you're up.
Bonus action, you're stabilized.
Yay!
Jeff, take an opportunity attack.
Okay.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, you don't have to if you walk in between them.
Yeah, you go there. You're all right.
Yeah. All right.
Does a 22 hit?
22.
On Droki, yeah.
On Droki.
He has a parry reaction.
Oh, does he really?
Yes.
What a fucking prick.
But not high enough that it won't raise his AC high enough to make that much of a...
11.
Okay. All done?
Mm-hmm.
Lucas.
Death saving throw.
Save.
Cool.
Still breathing.
Matt.
Guiding Bolt on Droki.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit.
Knock a D10 off of that.
At least he didn't ask you about your components.
Oh, yeah.
What components?
Roll me 50%.
I f***ing drank a healing potion.
Oh, you did.
And when you read it, it said, next time you're healed. So,
yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
What are you doing? Roll.
He took...
His AC is 15.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
As long as he takes one off.
Cody, you're stable. Sorry.
Yep, I'm just laying on the ground.
All right. Both of them are going to attack L&L.
Oh, can I retcon the rest of my movement? No, okay, no.
You're right.
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm doing it.
That's difficult terrain. You're not going to be able to move through it very easily.
Mm-hmm. 19 and 13.
One of those will hit.
The 19 hits?
Yeah. Probably should make you call out which one of those is which, but...
Droki sucker punches you in the mouth.
14 points of damage. And that's it. Goes back to you.
Not great. Yeah, it's only a 14.
Okay.
Yeah, you all out of side points that do cool shit.
No, but I think he's doing the most damage.
Oh,
shit.
I could have, but it's all right.
Lucas. You cast a spell. Roll me a d20, Matt.
Oh, fuck.
You're good.
18.
What?
Because you cast a spell?
I think I know what you're doing.
Okay. Lucas.
I think I've done this for Adventurers League before.
3 saves.
Stable.
Yay, Lucas.
Matt.
You stopped bleeding on your own.
Yep.
That angel blood.
You're still down? Like, you're just stable?
Yes, I'm stable, but I'm on the ground.
That one's you?
That one's me.
No.
That one's you. Okay.
Just kill Droki.
5, 10, 15, 20. You're stable.
I already am.
But I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
I don't remember.
D8 plus.
D8 plus wisdom.
Yeah, so you regain 9 hit points.
All right.
And then Spiritual Weapon's going to go 1, a 2, and he's going to Droki in the ass with a crit fail.
I wish you assholes would stop rolling those.
How does that work with the Spiritual Weapon?
That is magic.
Oh.
Oh, I hate when he laughs.
The effects of the spell are reversed. Any harmful effects are applied to you, and the target replaces you in the spell description, if applicable, at double the potency. If a beneficial effect is intended to an ally, a random enemy is in range is affected. So you take double damage from your spiritual weapon.
It didn't.
Okay.
No.
There's a range component there, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't quite work.
So it's 5 plus
it's
7.
It's a backlash.
So it's 12 damage, and then I cast a spell. Do you have a thing?
Oh, you did. Roll a d...
11.
Okay.
Passy.
I rolled a 4 earlier, and he did nothing, so who knows?
No, he told me he'd been doing something wrong.
Anytime you cast a leveled spell or something that requires psi points, we're rolling wild magic anytime you're in the Fair's Rest.
Okay.
So that's...
Which sounds rad.
Which is just the entire time we're in the Underdark.
Not the entire time you're in the Underdark.
I'm saying, I don't know what that means. I rolled a four, so I don't...
If you roll a one...
You need a crit fail.
Yeah, if you roll a one, you...
You then go to a chart and all kinds of crazy shit happens. So
I should have rolled one earlier for a while for when I did the Mind Spike.
I did. I rolled one.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Cody looked at me funny. Deck, thank you. Who just went?
Me.
Yeah. Cody, you're still down.
Yep, still laying there.
Okay.
I'm back up, so... Well, I'm awake. Oh, I'm after Troy. Sorry.
Yep. To it, Troy. Droki is the green. 19.
He was purple earlier.
No, he wasn't.
He was, actually.
No. The 14 was on the green last time.
No, it wasn't.
11. 14 points of damage.
Ooh. How many Jeffs does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, because nobody likes him.
Wait, what the f*** was that?
Okay, Troy, you're up. Reroll it.
Cracked. Yay.
Hidden what is it?
24.
Face. 24.
Okay.
Who are you swinging at?
Droki.
All the claws and shit.
4. 16.
Okay.
Claw his eyes
4,
out.
16. 16. No, yeah. 4, 16. Fucking obliterate.
16
him.
Will drop him.
Fuck you, Droki.
Blup. You done?
Yeah.
You usually use an offhand on something.
And not when I'm using my claws.
Oh, gotcha.
Lucas.
Stand up and...
There's only one guy left alive.
You have to stand up.
There is.
Yeah, it's half my movement to stand up.
Stand up and blast him.
It's a natural 20.
Crits have been fucking flowing this evening.
This is called resistance is futile. Max damage, and if the target is resistant to this damage type, it loses that resistance for a minute.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. So it's 15 hit points.
Really. Think about this card as futile.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty good...
Dead. It's dead.
As I say. That's not a bad one.
You have cleared it.
See? That wasn't so bad. You guys bitching about nothing.
And we level up.
Do we want to keep him alive?
I'm unconscious, so...
Take his stupid hat off.
Oh, here.
I can heal you.
Pour this down his throat. Don't heal him. Make him involuntarily drink it.
I got one left.
Don't do it. Make him drink the vinegar. Make him drink the malt vinegar. It's wicked pisser.
Just
stabilize him.
Hey, he's already stabilized. After an
but
hour,
he needs
you'll
to heal.
Start to regain points.
No, let's heal hour? Him now so we can move.
Okay.
3.
So.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Stop like 3 hours moving. Ago. We haven't released a podcast in like 6 months. I just f*** with you guys setting up the mics.
This is a social experiment. He's partnered with a...
So I repeat, do we want to keep him alive? Do we want to stabilize him?
Do we
I thought
need
you said you stabilized.
Droki.
Droki. So I was referring to.
That's who I was referring to.
Well, before we do that, can I take his hat off his fucking head? And
yep.
Actually, you guys, just strip him down naked.
Tie him up and
if
then
you
wake
want.
Him up.
Yeah, stripping him down naked and kinda. Tying his hands before we stabilize him.
Fuck are you doing?
He fucking, he's a zippy little shit. He's got to have magic something on. It could be the magic underwear of, you know, Lemagagoon or
are
some
shit. Are you Mormon?
Huh?
Magic underwear?
That's good. Mormons are funny, but in a good way. That doesn't hurt anybody.
Except for the abusing.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
What all do we find on him?
Well, I'm escorting my naked Darrow.
Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. What's it got on him?
Nothing. Short sword. Clothes off.
Studded leather armor. Some fancy ass boots. And a funky looking hat.
What size are the boots?
Magical, so medium.
They resize after attunement.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Does anybody care if I try on some boots? Because I'm slow.
No, it's fine.
No, but I don't know if they're... they might be helpful to you.
Might be boots of speed, some kind.
Yeah.
No, they're not boots.
They're boots of pitter-patter. I put the boots on.
He ran through the difficult terrain, so... I'll just let him attune to it. It's fine. I think I know which boots they are.
Yeah, they're not cursed or anything.
I'll put the hat on.
Okay.
That might be a bold strategy.
I mean, I guess
I mean, it's a jester's hat. It looks like tentacles.
I can detect magic and actually see if these things are magical. So we can do that.
The boots are. The hat is not.
Oh, the hat's just fucking stupid.
It's just a silly hat, man.
He's fucking crazy. Monty is the voice in his head. That's who told him how to make the hat.
Sorry, lass. It's just a weird old hat.
Yeah, I want to wear it.
You should tell them it's fucking magical.
You look magical in it.
What about the...
It does say if you can find a collector, somebody would be interested in buying it, but you have to actually research finding that.
He's in the Dreamlands.
What's on the...
the merchant quest points.
What's on the other warlock?
Yeah, the warlock I killed.
Yeah, it's roll, everybody.
If he's got anything useful for me, I'll take it.
I'm listed there. Okay, you come further into this room and you see this whole circle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ritual circle.
Go to the middle and say Drazir.
No. You find... Oh, one other thing. Androki, you find a funky-ass piece of metal. Just like a blob of molten metal that's been solidified. Your research and everything?
Yes.
You know that this is the same material as the obelisk.
Okay, there was a big chip out of it.
Huh.
If I recall.
Hey, is that proof? Hey, is that proof of the obelisk?
It is now.
Is it active?
You know what? Not. You're pretty sure that journal would be proof.
Where's the journal?
Why would they believe a journal?
The journal and the stone would probably get them to come down here and look.
Who took the journal? I don't remember.
We're pretty sure you did.
Oh, okay.
Great. You two were just discussing it.
I know, but that's what we were like. We didn't...
Yeah.
Luke's not even thinking about it.
Up on this...
Do you need to go wipey?
No.
Only Fodgy.
I definitely got one in the chamber, though.
Maddie need wipey?
up around the circle, you find statues. Like 3-foot-tall statues of stone giant. They all have names carved into the bottom of them. And you find sacks of...
fingernail clippings.
Shaved shards of fingernail clippings that go with each statue.
Do we recognize any of the names?
Dorhun, Graham, Rehud.
These are all curses.
Rehud's statue is two-headed. The others are not.
I start smashing the statues.
Burning the eggs.
Oh, that'll smell awful.
Okay.
Cover all bases.
I'm going to look around while they do that. I don't know if there's any other points of interest.
Somebody roll me an arcana or a religion check.
Nope. I don't want to roll another one.
That's a 20.
I got an 8.
Card, please. Money, please.
You know that the second head on the statue is part of the ritual.
10.
And removing it would remove it from Rehud.
Oh.
So we'll do it. I'll snap it off.
Yep. So should I not break that statue? Would that kill him?
I like the idea that Matt's just gleefully smashing these statues. We go up and all the stone giants have just keeled over dead.
It's just little piles of dust.
While everybody is doing all this stuff, I'll use mending on the glaive.
Thank you.
Did you say there was anything on the other warlock?
I'm getting there.
Okay. And the giant?
Matt likes.
Apparently there's a chest somewhere.
I found it. It's right there.
You write Marek in
the bottom
of the
pit. That's why those clerics didn't come up.
Narak has a key around his neck that opens the lock on the iron chest.
Cool.
The chest contains a jar of ointment and a small leather bag with coins in it.
So are you really going to bring in like a jar of lotion and whatever we want to use this thing?
You have to eat it.
Fuck you.
It's going to be mixed with like sriracha sauce so it burns the shit in your skin.
Like spray might just be a real bitch.
In the back around the ritual chamber, you find 2 books.
Do they come up as magical with my detect magic on?
I'm not sure how they would read. They equivocate to a spell book, but you know that this is rituals. This isn't spells.
Language?
Dwarven.
Dwarf? What do you see here, man?
Hey, it's a book.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you can't read. Who else speaks Dwarven?
Let me see that.
It's a middle finger.
The books speaks it. She don't read it.
The books have pages made from Trillimac caps. They contain the mad scribblings of Narak and his fellow Darrow savants. You could spend time reading. You could spend time researching this.
Okay. Yeah,
actually figure out.
It takes 12 weeks to study.
8 hours.
And you get... Is it a mythos tome?
Book.
8 hours poring over them. Subtract 1d4 hours if the character reads Dwarvish.
8 hours? Take notes, Chaosium.
And subtract 1d4?
Still takes 4 weeks to read a book.
5 hours.
Tucked in one book are 2 scrolls.
Ooh. Scrolls are good.
one that bears a list of six stone giant names, including Rehud and Dorhun, and the other is actually a letter written in broken dwarvish. Narak, need more scrolls. Stonespeaker Graham has traps. But Droki is wily too and very small. I can hear talk, and in talk they say names. And I hear names and write names and give you names, so names... So you give to me. So you give me time. But you have to give me more scrolls. Magic-y spell scroll. Droki.
How much money was in the pouch of coins? So I added here to the total.
45 gold, 15 silver.
So Droki was the point man who was going up and stealing shit that was allowing them to complete their rituals and summon their Demogorgon wannabe shit.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have enough evidence now.
I believe so. What's the what the giant have on him? He had, like, two big weapons or something?
Yeah, yes. a really big morning star and a really big battle.
We could sell those at the bazaar.
We can carry them.
We sell them for support beams for a new construction project.
We got a bunch of clerics. They can all put three hands on one and three hands on the other.
Nah, we may have to kill them on the way out. You realize that, right?
Oh. I mean, they're...
Just leave roll for initiative.
No, leave them in the fucking pit. Take them 9 hours to get out anyway. Just pull up the ropes and push the other one in.
It's not a bad idea.
On the other side of this chamber, there is a crack in the wall, and there is fungus here. You could take the pygmy wart mushrooms and escape out the other way and ditch them here.
It's not a bad idea. So that was the way we were supposed to come in.
Probably.
Oh, by now I probably start to feel a little sick with my cackle fever.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's only been a few minutes
since I was in the water.
Yeah, remember combat is like 6 seconds.
Yeah, but we're looking around in this room and everything, and
yeah.
Probably about the time you get back to the surface, you'll start.
Hey, the surface, we won!
Yay! Game over.
We figured it out.
The surface, Bracklestug.
Nope, you said it. Game over.
All right. Well,
then at that point, I cast Lesser Restoration on myself.
Yep.
Big old Lester. Huh? Good old Lester.
And
that's nice.
I passed.
Passed what?
I used a leveled spell.
Oh yeah.
Kira's looking forward to cackle fever.
Are you going to get it?
Yes.
How long do you till you get it?
I don't know. I didn't roll a d4.
Yeah, you did. It was 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. I just tossed some shit. I didn't know if you counted that d4 that I threw or not.
Yeah, I did.
Would an antitoxin fix that?
Nope.
No.
No. Okay. I'm not toxin.
Hey, lesser restoration. Poof.
Do you have lesser that you can do that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And I got a roll.
He just did.
I also couldn't remove
the disease. He has a roll for me.
I feel like in 4 hours, we will no longer be where we're standing, so that's not really...
Well, I'm preemptively curing her of her fucking disease.
Do you want to close up this episode so Shredder has something to end it on?
We will end it with you guys getting treasure and the end of combat.
All right, end scene.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.